The Reviver, one of the new enemy types introduced in Half-Life Alyx, arose from our observation that playtesters enjoyed searching their environment in VR much more than they had in traditional games. In addition to rewarding that desire to search with ammunition and resin, we experimented with how it could be part of fighting an enemy. We began prototyping with a fast headcrab variant we called the Runner, modifying its behavior to run away and hide from the player after it attacked. We found players really enjoyed looking for a small, hidden enemy they knew was somewhere within a dense environment. They also liked shooting at a fast-moving enemy that was able to run under and behind everyday objects like tables and chairs. Lastly, players talked about liking the way they got to be the aggressor in combat for once, since everywhere else in the game they felt like they were always on the defensive. While feedback was overall very positive, there was one specific problem: how to encourage players to search for the runner. After a few runner encounters, we found players would start to realize they didn't have to look for the runner at all. They could simply wait for it to run away and then leave the room. So we started prototyping various ways in which the runner could become more dangerous if not found, setting up a time pressure where players had to find the runner quickly or the situation would get worse. After some experimentation, we landed on the prototype where the runner could revive a fallen zombie and become a new kind of foe, one that was more dangerous than a runner or zombie. After this change, the runner was renamed internally to the Reviver, and we began assembling the various encounters around it. It took a lot of playtesting to balance out all the various elements of the Reviver fights, because they involve multiple separate stages: combat versus the Reviver, searching for a hidden Reviver, and combat versus a revived zombie. In the end, we still didn't feel like we'd created enough of a foolproof reason for players to need to search for hidden revivers, so we turned the reviver's heart into a key, requiring players to collect it.